Campaigners are urging the United Nations to ban the creation of killer robots, which they say would be able to choose and fire on targets on their own without any human intervention. The issue was under discussion Friday at the annual meeting of the Convention on Conventional Weapons in Geneva. The campaign to stop killer robots argues that giving machines the power to decide who lives and dies on the battlefield is an unacceptable application of technology. Vatican Radio's Francesca Sabatinelli spoke to Jodie Williams, Nobel Peace Prize winner, for her work to ban landmines and spokesperson for the campaign to stop killer robots. She says the church has an important voice on this issue.
Well, I have a long history with disarmament in Italy. We had very strong campaign against landmines, campaign against cluster munitions, and those campaigners are now part of our new campaign to stop killer robots. So I'm here with them, but also meeting with our very important partners and colleagues in the Senate and the deputies, you know, who have been with us on these issues forever. Because civil society has an important role to push governments. But we need friends in government to make the laws that we need. So we're here to reinforce and, you know, reestablish the friendship and partnership because it's very important.
Yes, what about your country, United States? What about the engagement of United States or the other European countries in this case?
On the issue of killer robots? Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, we only started this campaign 7 months ago, and already there in Geneva this week, governments are discussing a new mandate, so they call it, to take up this issue for discussion over the next couple of years. The U.S. supports it. Italy spoke out. Egypt even spoke out. The U.K., France has been leading on it. It's a great thing, right? So we're very happy about in 7 months we took an issue that nobody heard about.
That's right.
And now they're paying attention. That's great. But we also need national governments to take action. One of the recommendations at the UN was for national governments to pass moratoriums on research on killer robots until discussions have been made with the public, until, you know, the things in Geneva happen and maybe there will be a law about them. We want to ban them. We do not believe that human beings should give the power of life and death to a machine. It is bankrupt. It is morally and ethically atrocious.
That was my question. What does killer robot mean?
It means, you know, the drones, of course, that everybody, well, most everybody is against, except my country, of course. At least with a drone, there is a human being sitting back in Nevada, or, you know, in the United States, the drone can fly thousands of miles, but there's a human who is looking through the computer, looking at the target, deciding that it's an appropriate target, and firing the missiles to kill that person. They are researching weapons that need no human in that process. Weapons that are programmed and set free, and then on their own, they would go forth, select the target, and kill. What is the mentality of humanity that thinks it is okay to give the power to kill you to a machine? It is appalling, and we want to stop that before it happens. And that does not mean we're against all robots. We're against robots that can kill you.
Are you optimistic about this fight?
Yes.
Your fight.
Yeah, our fight. It's a fight of humanity. It is a fight of humanity for our future. It's not just going to be used in war. There are countries already that are thinking about robot policemen. I mean, can you imagine you have a demonstration that gets a little out of hand? What would a robot policeman do? Would he empathize? You know, would he just fire on people because he's been programmed, if this happens, kill, shoot? Is that what we want for our future? You know, one of the important members of our steering committee, the group that came together to launch this campaign, is Pax Christi in the Netherlands. And Pax Christi has started gathering signatures and statements from religious leaders talking about, you know, I mean, this is immoral and unethical. I would love to see the new pope, who is seems so much a friend of real humanity. I would love to see him speak out on it. It's a fundamental issue. If we concede war to machines, imagine our future. It will be forever changed.
There will be no future.
There will be no future. So that's why I'm here.
Okay.
Reconnecting with friends, making new friends, and spreading the message. We have to ban killer robots.